This is your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton. Brainwave tests could improve autism diagnosis and classification. A new study by researchers at Albert Einstein College of Medicine of Yeshiva University suggests that measuring how fast the brain responds to sights and sounds could help in objectively classifying people on the autism spectrum and may help diagnose the condition earlier. The paper was published in the Journal of Autism and Developmental Disabilities. The current study was intended to see whether sensory processing varies along the autism spectrum. 43 autistic children aged 6 to 17 were presented with either a simple auditory tone, a visual image, or a tone combined with an image, and instructed to press a button as soon as possible after noticing the stimuli. Continuous EEG recordings were made via 70 scalp electrodes to determine how fast the children's brains were processing the stimuli. The speed with which the subjects processed auditory signals strongly correlated with the severity of the symptoms. The more time required for an ASD individual to process the auditory signals, the more severe the person's autistic symptoms. The study also found a significant, though weaker, correlation between the speed of processing combined audio-visual signals and ASD severity. No link was observed between visual processing and autism severity. Natural-born killers. Chimpanzees' violence is an evolutionary strategy. Man's nearest relatives kill each other in order to eliminate rivals and gain better access to territory, mates, food, and other resources, but not because human activities have made them more aggressive. This is the conclusion of an international analysis of lethal aggression among different groups of chimpanzees in Africa studied over 5 decades. The research appears in the current issue of Nature. The study provides compelling evidence to counter the contention that such killing is not a natural behavior, but an incidental outcome of aggression worsened by human activities such as deforestation. More Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. How stress tears us apart. Why is it that when people are too stressed, they are often grouchy, grumpy, nasty, distracted, or forgetful? Researchers from the BrainMind Institute have just highlighted a fundamental synaptic mechanism that explains the relationship between chronic stress and the loss of social skills and cognitive impairment. When triggered by stress, an enzyme attacks the synaptic regulatory molecule in the brain, as revealed by work published in Nature Communications. The scientists were interested in a molecule, the nectin-3 cell adhesion protein, whose role is to ensure adherence at the synaptic level between two neurons. These proteins bind to molecules of the presynaptic portion, thus ensuring the synaptic function. However, the researchers found that on rat models affected by chronic stress, nectin-3 molecules were significantly reduced in number. This was the result of the MMP9 enzymes, which, like scissors, literally cut the nectin-3 cell adhesion proteins. When this happens, nectin-3 becomes unable to perform its role as a modulator of synaptic plasticity, and these effects lead subjects to lose their sociability, avoid interactions with their peers, and have impaired memory or understanding. Dry roasting could help trigger peanut allergy. Dry roasting peanuts are more likely to trigger an allergy to peanuts than raw peanuts, suggests an Oxford University study published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. The researchers say that specific chemical changes caused by the high temperatures of the dry roasting process are recognized by the body's immune system, priming the body to set off an allergic immune response the next time it sees any peanuts. The researchers purified proteins from dry roasted peanuts and from raw peanuts as well. In the West, where roasted and dry-roasted peanuts are common, there are far more people with peanut allergies in the East, where peanuts are more often eaten raw, boiled, or fried. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the first show in a series of shows where we're going to be discussing something that most of us really don't pay enough attention to when we're thinking about fitness and health, and that is the brain. And we're going to be discussing a study that I found, which is titled Lifespan Trajectory of Myelin Integrity and Maximum Motor Speed, with its author, Dr. George Bartokas. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bartokas.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, this actually intrigued me because you have determined a way of identifying the level of aging in a brain by using a very simple method. Why don't you discuss the design of the study first for my listeners?
Sure. Basically, we wanted to examine the integrity of something called myelin in the brain. Myelin is basically, the best analogy is that it's the insulation of the wires of your brain's internet. So the computers in the brain are the neurons, the nerve cells, and they send long wires to communicate with each other, and myelin is the insulation. But unlike regular insulation, which basically just keeps the wires insulated from each other, myelin increases the speed with which signals travel and also decreases the refractory time, how long you have to wait until the next signal can be sent. So basically you can send more signals per second if you have myelin. So that's like bandwidth for the internet. So you have a marked increase in speed and bandwidth. And this can be measured. It's not really that incredibly simple, but it can be measured with magnetic resonance imaging, with MRI, the same kind of imaging that your favorite athletes get when they mess up their knee or any joint in their body.
Sure, sure.
Except you're studying the brain.
Now, myelin is a combination of protein and fat. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's actually very heavily loaded with fat.
Okay.
It's very heavily loaded with cholesterol, to be specific.
Interesting, especially in the world of pushing cholesterol levels ridiculously low
the interesting thing about the brain part of it is that the cholesterol that you eat and the cholesterol that your liver makes does not get into your brain. It may get into the vessels, but the brain actually makes all of its own cholesterol, because cholesterol is so important for myelin. It does not depend on your body level of cholesterol.
Well, that's a great idea.
Now,
the when we discuss the shrinking of the brain as we age, there's a lot of discussion out there about as we age, our brain shrinks. Are we talking about the myelin kind of dissipating and wearing out?
In fact, that is one of the things that's contributing to the brain shrinking when you are older. In fact, brain aging per se, you can think of it as the breakdown of all of this insulation. And therefore, once you start having it break down, then the speed of transmission, and especially the bandwidth part of it, how much information can you send per second, starts slowly declining, resulting in both cognitive and motor slowing down as you get older.
Now, there are some severe diseases that are related to myelin breakdown, such as multiple sclerosis, correct?
Multiple sclerosis is better thought of as demyelination, as in like the removal of the myelin. So there are white blood cells from your body go into your brain and literally eat up the myelin and remove it. Myelin breakdown, which is what occurs with aging, is more like the actual falling apart of it, but it's actually still there. It's not like the whole thing is removed. So these are very different processes, although they both affect myelin.
Okay, so with aging, the myelin maybe could be thought of as starts to wear, tattered, it gets thinner in some areas, and subsequently the processing speed of the brain slows down, and our ability to, obviously, motor speed slows down as well as cognitive speed, correct?
Exactly. You described it very well, actually. For your listeners, motor speed specifically, the reason we wanted to look at motor speed is because it was, it's well known that to do fast, you know, fast versus slow movements, if you think about it, they make any movement, the exact same movement, fast and slow, there's no difference in it other than the speed. And where does the speed come from? Because it's basically the same neuron, same neurotransmitter, same muscle, same joint, same everything. So the difference between them is actually the frequency of action potential, the frequency of signals that the brain sends. So when the bandwidth starts going down, when the myelin starts breaking down as you get older, then the maximum frequency you can achieve slowly starts going down.
Okay.
That's why you've never seen an old person that moves fast.
Right. Dr. Bartokas, we're going to take one quick commercial break to pay some bills, and when we come back, we'll pick up more on this discussion about myelin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking today with Dr. George Bartolkis from the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA about a recent study he published indicating motor speed is indicative of the aging of the brain. Now, Dr. Bartolkis, there's a lot of people out there who would say that along with aging, the breakdown in muscular dexterity contributes to the slowing of the speed of movement. However, I can see a relationship because we know that when nerve impulses do not stimulate muscles, they begin to atrophy. Mm-hmm. So it probably could also be thought of, not only does the lack of impulse to the actual movement being performed slow down, but then over time the impulses to those muscles in general starts to make them weaker and deteriorate as well. Would you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely. That is exactly what would happen. And you need to understand the issue with the myelin breaking down, this is very much on average, right? Because one of the things with the brain, it is, in fact, similar to a muscle, which is using it actually makes it stronger. So when you actually use your brain, including moving, the actual action potentials traveling through the wires give signals to the myelin, to the oligodendrocytes, those are the cells that make the myelin, to actually repair it more. So practicing, including being active physically, is actually very good for the brain because it literally pushes it to repair more. And that's really what aging is. It's basically slowly losing the battle between degenerative forces and generative or reparative forces. And that's really what determines how fast you go down as you get older. Another way to think of it is, I forgot the pianist's name, but it was a famous pianist that was older who said that if he stopped practicing, and he was still doing concerts, so he said, if I stop practicing for one day, I notice. If I stop practicing for 2 days, my wife notices. And if I stop practicing for 3 days, the audience notices.
Very interesting.
Now, the practice is important because actually it helps the entire system repair itself. It actually says, this is an important system, you need to repair it as much as you can, and you do a better job at repairing it, so you function better. even though, as we all know, eventually everybody does decline, so we lose this battle.
Now, with this study, how many individuals participated in this study?
I think it was like 73, and we chose specifically men because men do the task faster. This is just an established thing, and we wanted not to have too much variance in the data because you can see the effects with fewer people, so it's more cost-effective.
And what was the age differences between the youngest and oldest participants?
They were around between 20 and 85, around there.
Okay.
And we had people over the entire age span, basically.
Now, you had them actually just simply tap their finger, and you recorded the speed in which they tapped. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. We were looking for maximum tapping speed, maximum performance, because basically maximum performance is determined by the maximum action potential frequency, the maximum frequency of the signals, and that's what we were trying to catch, that the relationship between the maximum frequency you can achieve and the fastest speed you can achieve.
And what was the findings?
Well, the finding was that the two trajectories over the lifespan were almost identical, meaning as you went from this is not bulk motor speed, so this is not how fast you can run, which is much bigger muscles. This is how fast you can tap your index finger, and this is a much finer movement, which you're actually still perfecting even as you go into early middle age. So the finding was that you reach a peak in the late 30s, and then you start declining. And so it's basically like a curve, a quadratic curve. It's an upside-down U.
Okay.
With a peak in the late 30s, and then you decline as you get older. And both the measure of myelin integrity, and we chose an area of the brain as a biomarker, as a marker of very vulnerable myelin, and the two trajectories were basically indistinguishable. They both peaked at the same time. The two lines were basically overlapping.
And the area of the brain was the corpus callosum, correct?
No, actually, the area of the brain we looked at was the inferior frontal lobe,
okay,
an area that is well known to be very vulnerable, and in fact, it's the area that starts breaking down very early with age, and an area where, for example, disorders of age like Alzheimer's disease first begin.
Now, there was already a reference point for the myelin breakdown in the brain, so you were just trying to assess if it paralleled the motor speed tapping with age. Was that correct?
Exactly, because we are trying to actually maximize our likelihood of finding a relationship between maximum frequency of action potentials, which is dependent on myelin. So we chose an area of myelin that is very vulnerable, basically to tell us what the myelin health of the brain was. So we didn't even look exactly at the pathways having to do with pure motor system. It's just basically myelin health is what we were evaluating.
And so your findings were, in fact, that with the known myelin breakdown of the brain and the tapping speed, when you superimposed them, they actually were the same. So, in other words, the speed of the tapping of the finger, excuse me, slowed with the same degree of breakdown in myelin that was already known.
It wasn't already known. I mean, we've seen this before, but in the same people, we actually looked at their myelin integrity and their tapping speed. So it was the same people. They got an MRI scan, and we checked their tapping speed.
I see now. Okay, very good. Were there any of the older adults that kind of stood out that were not the norm? They had a very high tapping speed, and when you did the MRI, they had good myelination of the brain?
Absolutely. I mean, there's basically variance. Even in younger people, there was variance. So this has to do with a lot of things, everything from nutrition to your genetics, because there are genes that very much influence your ability to repair your myelin. The most well-known one is called apolipoprotein E, and apolipoprotein E is in fact the second biggest risk factor for Alzheimer's disease after age itself. And it's important because it's really literally involved in the repair process. It's a cholesterol transport molecule. And when you have ApoE4, it doesn't do its job very well. So therefore, you cannot recycle your cholesterol, taking it from broken down myelin to reuse it to make new myelin. Remember, you don't get your cholesterol in the brain from your diet.
Gotcha.
The brain makes its own.
Very interesting. And I know that there are individuals out there who are young who develop dementia-type symptoms. Are those? Has it been determined that that is a result of the breakdown, a premature breakdown in the myelin of their brain?
It's one of the ways to think about the process of developing Alzheimer's disease, is the way I think about the process of developing Alzheimer's disease, because you have to explain both why age is so powerful, and the myelin breakdown is a process that occurs, and it's well demonstrated with age. And you also have to explain why ApoE4, this genetic risk factor, is so powerful, and that is also involved in the myelin repair process. In fact, we've looked at this also in cognition, meaning other things, not just motor speed, but basically how quickly you can connect numbers on a piece of paper, you know, 1 to 2 to 3, and then changing from number to a letter and so on. So that's how fast does your brain think, and that is also related to the ApoE4 status when you are older.
Interesting.
So these to think about myelin as contributing and maybe being the first thing to happen as you are developing Alzheimer's disease is actually how I think about it.
We're going to go into one last commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the myelin and its relationship to Alzheimer's disease from another study that you published. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. George Bartokas about myelin of the brain and keeping your brain younger, or indicators of age in the brain. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Dr. Bartokas, we were talking before the break about the relationship between myelin and Alzheimer's disease. You published another study that also indicated that iron plays a role in the etiology of that disease. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, it's very interesting. The oligodendrocytes, the cells that make myelin, actually have a very high metabolic rate. So they're actually very vulnerable cells because they have very high metabolism, which produces free radicals. And when you have high metabolism, you also need to have iron in order to, because iron is involved in producing energy when you have a high metabolism. And they also have very high iron, these cells. So basically they're vulnerable because iron promotes free radical reactions. So basically oligodendrocytes have high iron, and iron increases with age in the brain, which is a study that we looked at. And when you have iron and free radicals and some proteins in the brain, they all together basically promote the oligomerization, the precipitation of these proteins in the brain. And that may be one of the ways that things like plaques and tangles, which are markers of Alzheimer's disease, are produced. Those are markers that consist of proteins that have been deposited abnormally in the brain.
Very, very interesting. Dr. Bartokas, is there anything that can actually increase the production of apolipoprotein A?
Apolipoprotein E.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, that's basically a gene. You're basically born with E4, E3, and E2, any combination, two of those you have. So if you have one or two E4s, you basically have a molecule that doesn't work so well. There are efforts to see about how you could improve its production or maybe even its function, but that's nowhere near something that would be available as a treatment now. And it would be an important treatment because after age is the second biggest risk factor for Alzheimer's disease. So that's a big issue.
You know, there's a study out of China that I actually talked about in a show about 8 months ago that, now obviously it was a rat model, and so, you know, sometimes things that occur in rats, quite often things that occur in rats don't necessarily transfer to humans, but...
Quite true.
Yeah, but rats that were genetically predisposed to develop amyloid beta peptide and plaque in their brain, when given recombinant human growth hormone, at a reasonable dose, I believe it was just the equivalent in humans would be about a 200-pound male would be about one IU a day. Over the course of 6 months, the plaque actually disappeared over the six-month period. So that showed some promise. Now, whether or not that actually occurs in humans, we'll have to wait out and see. But it would be interesting.
Yeah, with growth hormone, there would be two issues. One, that they make lots of things grow, including cancer. And two, the issue with the rats is actually a well-known kind of joke among researchers, because basically they have been dozens of compounds that have cured Alzheimer's disease in rats, but they have not worked in humans. And you need to understand that the model in rats is very different, because what makes humans different than any other species is literally the amount of myelin that we have in our brain, because it makes our internet work really fast, and therefore we can do things like we're doing now, which is speech, which requires high processing capacity. And rats have way, way less myelin than than we do. So it's not really a very good model for us, although we want to check lots of things out because it's much easier to check them out in rats. But curing Alzheimer's in rats has been done many times over. Has given us some clues about humans, but we're still not there in terms of curing it in humans.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier, the combination of oxidative stress combined with other factors, which seems to contribute to the development of Alzheimer's disease and dementia, I can't help but wonder what the effects of holding a cell phone up against your head for hours a day has, when we know that cellular telephone radiation does promote oxidative stress to the tissue that it radiates into. Would you be doing any studies like that in the future?
Not with cell phones, but anything that would increase oxidative stress is not a good thing. It's basically, it's a damaging process that probably in the long run underlies a lot of diseases, including aging itself.
What do you hope my listeners, we just have a few more minutes left in the interview, what do you hope my listeners take away from this study and the studies that you're working on right now?
Well, probably the most important things are basic things that you've already heard and some new things. The basic things are take care of your blood pressure, your cholesterol, and your diabetes with your doctor, because that will actually have great impact on the trajectory of decline with age. And in terms of what you can do on your own, probably the single biggest piece of advice would be to do to exercise. When you exercise, by making the system work, you're actually promoting its repair, and therefore it will last longer. Physical exercise I'm talking about now.
Right, right.
And in terms of supplements, my recommendations actually are twofold. One, to not take metals, meaning iron and copper, unless they're prescribed by a doctor, because they accumulate in the brain and they are pro-oxidant. They actually will make your brain age faster. And on the preventive side, to take probably some more fish oil or eat more fish, because the omega-3 fatty acids in fish, and especially the DHA, are highly concentrated in the brain. So basically those are like bricks that you need for the repair of your brain. And you can't make them. You have to get them in the diet. So you're kind of stuck with either eating fish or taking some DHA supplements.
That's all good advice. Listen, Dr. Bartokas, I want to thank you so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Stay tuned, and I'll close the show. Be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, it was important for me to do this particular interview because I wanted to discuss the aging brain. I'm sitting here tapping my finger as fast as I can. I'm trying to get younger, actually. It's important to understand the aging brain, how it ages, and, you know, a mechanism to determine whether or not your brain is aging faster than you want it to. In the upcoming weeks, the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing a series of interviews, three altogether. And these are going to be about steps that you can take to keep your brain from aging and possibly even reverse aging. And it's not just going to be about supplements. One of the things that we're going to be talking about, I promise you, will surprise the heck out of you because it surprised the heck out of me when I found out that there is a step you can take that will possibly not only reverse the aging of your brain, increase cognition, and the effects are noticeable. And so stay tuned for those that's going to come up in the next couple
of
weeks.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton. Brainwave tests could improve autism diagnosis and classification. A new study by researchers at Albert Einstein College of Medicine of Yeshiva University suggests that measuring how fast the brain responds to sights and sounds could help in objectively classifying people on the autism spectrum and may help diagnose the condition earlier. The paper was published in the Journal of Autism and Developmental Disabilities. The current study was intended to see whether sensory processing varies along the autism spectrum. 43 autistic children aged 6 to 17 were presented with either a simple auditory tone, a visual image, or a tone combined with an image, and instructed to press a button as soon as possible after noticing the stimuli. Continuous EEG recordings were made via 70 scalp electrodes to determine how fast the children's brains were processing the stimuli. The speed with which the subjects processed auditory signals strongly correlated with the severity of the symptoms. The more time required for an ASD individual to process the auditory signals, the more severe the person's autistic symptoms. The study also found a significant, though weaker, correlation between the speed of processing combined audio-visual signals and ASD severity. No link was observed between visual processing and autism severity. Natural-born killers. Chimpanzees' violence is an evolutionary strategy. Man's nearest relatives kill each other in order to eliminate rivals and gain better access to territory, mates, food, and other resources, but not because human activities have made them more aggressive. This is the conclusion of an international analysis of lethal aggression among different groups of chimpanzees in Africa studied over 5 decades. The research appears in the current issue of Nature. The study provides compelling evidence to counter the contention that such killing is not a natural behavior, but an incidental outcome of aggression worsened by human activities such as deforestation. More Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 4936 wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer: MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. How stress tears us apart. Why is it that when people are too stressed, they are often grouchy, grumpy, nasty, distracted, or forgetful?
Researchers from the BrainMind Institute have just highlighted a fundamental synaptic mechanism that explains the relationship between chronic stress and the loss of social skills and cognitive impairment. When triggered by stress, an enzyme attacks a synaptic regulatory molecule in the brain, as revealed by work published in Nature Communications. The scientists were interested in a molecule, the nectin-3 cell adhesion protein, whose role is to ensure adherence at the synaptic level between two neurons. These proteins bind to molecules of the presynaptic portion, thus ensuring the synaptic function. However, the researchers found that on rat models affected by chronic stress, nectin-3 molecules were significantly reduced in number. This was the result of the MMP9 enzymes, which, like scissors, literally cut the nectin-3 cell adhesion proteins. When this happens, nectin-3 becomes unable to perform its role as a modulator of synaptic plasticity, and these effects lead subjects to lose their social ability, avoid interactions with their peers, and have impaired memory or understanding. Dry roasting could help trigger peanut allergy. Dry roasting peanuts are more likely to trigger an allergy to peanuts than raw peanuts, suggests an Oxford University study published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. The researchers say that specific chemical changes caused by the high temperatures of the dry roasting process are recognized by the body's immune system, priming the body to set off an allergic immune response the next time it sees any peanuts. The researchers purified proteins from dry roasted peanuts and from raw peanuts as well. In the West, where roasted and dry-roasted peanuts are common, there are far more people with peanut allergies in the East, where peanuts are more often eaten raw, boiled, or fried. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. As you know from the interview we did with Dr. Bartokas about how to determine if your brain is aging, I promised to do a series of shows to help you find ways to reverse or halt the aging of your brain. And this is the first in that series of shows. We're going to talk about three methods that you can use right now without buying supplements or anything that will help increase cognition and functionality of your brain and possibly even reverse some of the aging of your brain. My guest today is Dr. Win Wenger, and he is a pioneer in the field of accelerated learning and brain and mind development and the author of 52 published books. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wenger.
Thank you.
Yes, and so let's get right to it. This is a very exciting subject for me and hopefully for the listeners as well. You over many years have discovered a few different methods that can actually promote a healthier functioning brain, correct?
That's correct, and most of it's just obvious common sense once you look at it.
Okay. I'd like to talk about the first one that was the most intriguing and the one that led me to you first, and that is inversion. What does inversion do for the brain?
Well, the idea behind inversion is to get more blood flow to the brain, and of course, the more circulation you can get to the brain, the more food energy, nutrition, and waste removal that you can get. And this, of course, controls in turn the physical health and well-being and performance of the brain. However, there's inversion and there's inversion.
Yeah, and before we get into that, I want to mention something here that you just brought up that's very important. Waste. We did a show a few months ago where we talked about, we stumbled onto some discussion about Alzheimer's disease, and we understand that Alzheimer's disease can occur by a plaque buildup, and that plaque buildup is when the brain is not getting rid of its waste properly. So this is very intriguing now that you said this. And also we should talk about the fact that MIT's Brain Institute, the McGovern Institute, also found that inversion aided in cognition. So let's talk about inversion. You say there's inversion and there's inversion. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that probably some of the most popular forms of inversion, such as prolonged headstands, and even slant boards, although slant boards would be, I think, safer than the long headstands.
Right.
You end up with some pooling of the blood in the brain, and that may be all right, but if anybody has problems in their circulatory system, especially if they have a history of hemorrhagic strokes, they should be especially careful with this and do that only under a physician's
advice,
close supervision.
Sure, sure. That makes perfect sense. Now, the nice thing about the slant boards, if you will, is that, or inversion tables, is that they have the ability to increase the degree of inversion gradually from anywhere from a slightly slanted to a complete inverted position. So that's one of the things I like about those.
Yeah, I like that too, and as long as people are conservative in their use of the angle, I think everything's okay.
Now, what happens to the brain when we apply inversion?
Well, you've got more blood reaching the brain, and hopefully more brain coming, more blood coming back from the brain.
Right, right.
And I think we need to be equally concerned with both.
Okay, and that's why you're a proponent for a mild inversion as opposed to being completely upside down.
That's correct.
And then the other thing is, if your head standing. You also, there's another benefit of inversion, and that is that it releases the pressure on the spine and allows the discs to kind of find their place again. And if you're standing on your head, you're really just applying the pressure, the gravitational force from a different direction, so you're not getting that benefit. So finding a way to invert yourself but without being locked into the ground where all of your weight is on another end of your body is probably the best alternative. Now, there is some evidence that cognition increases when you use inversion. Isn't that correct?
There probably is. I have not seen data on that directly, but there may well be.
Well, I found data on it. I actually found a study out of Scandinavia that shows that inversion is being used with individuals who suffer from epilepsy, and it appears to have some benefits in epilepsy. And then, again, the McGovern Institute at MIT has done some research, and they have shown that there is an increase in neuronal activity when the body is inverted. The increased blood flow to the brain actually increases synaptic activity. So this tells you that by inverting yourself, your brain becomes a little busier, so to speak, and appears to be a function of blood flow. Once again, it appears to all be related to blood flow.
I'm making myself a note here to look up what the McGovern Institute is.
I'll send you those studies when we get off the air. I'll absolutely send them to you. Now, the other thing that's interesting about inversion that I really like about it is I have this theory. We're born in the womb upside down, and our brain forms first. Mm-hmm. And then we spend the rest of our normal life either horizontal or standing straight up. We really never find that position again. I kind of believe that by inverting your body periodically, which is the way that your body developed in the womb, will allow certain regenerative processes to occur. Now, that's my own opinion, and I'm not a learned professional. So I say that with a gentle attitude to take me, with the credit that I have. So anyway.
Well, actually, there's a lot of medical and biological support for that position in its most general terms, because a lot of repair of human function has been found to be most effective by revisiting infantile or childhood states and positions or patterns of movement. If you recall the institutes in Philadelphia, the Institutes for the Achievement of Human Potential, whose work was controversial precisely because they were able to get the repairs effectuated, made a great deal of progress using that very principle on its more general application.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a brief commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the second method that can enhance the biological activity of your brain and possibly reverse some of the aging of your brain. We're talking today with Dr. Wynn Wenger. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today. Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping. Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, Dr. Wenger, I forgot to mention one thing when we were talking about inversion, and that was the very first time you and I spoke. You gave me a great way to utilize inversion, and it's something that everyone can do in their own home. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the way you described it is you can lay down on the seat of a chair, a sofa or a chair.
You can lay down on the floor on your back.
Oh, okay, on the floor.
And
throw
your feet and legs comfortably over the seat of a chair or a sofa or a low-slung bed. And relax from there. And as long as your head is also on the floor there, I get the benefit of the added circulation, yet there's no pooling involved because blood is easily able to come circulating out as well as circulating in.
Gotcha. So there you go.
There's also, and I think I should mention this because it's a very practical benefit for something about two-thirds of the people who use this, what we call a gravity position, is that if you do that, within a minute or so of the time that you go to bed, the effect is like, and you do this for maybe 10 minutes, the effect is like 2 hours of extra sleep.
Is that right?
And this allows you to get more more bang out of the day's buck.
Well, and everyone who listens to my show knows that I'm a huge proponent of getting adequate sleep, and I have talked about it so many times on the show that the sleep is one of the pillars of anti-aging, getting proper sleep, adequate sleep. So anything that would enhance sleep is okay in my book. Let's go ahead and talk about the second one, which I was quite surprised at when you sprang this one on me. You said that breath hold, or breath hold while submerged underwater, can actually increase biological activity of the brain. Let's talk about that.
Okay. There are actually a number of factors that work together on this. One of them is the circulation issue with respect to the carotid arteries and CO2 in the bloodstream. Every physician had to memorize this fact. Every physician has on his desk the physician's desk reference manual, which points to the expansion of the carotid arteries in response to extra CO2 in the bloodstream. But because that doesn't cost anything, there's no salesman to call on physicians to remind them that this characteristic exists or ways to use it. And so it doesn't show up in medical treatments for the most part. But simply conserving CO2 in the bloodstream causes the carotid arteries to open wider and let more circulation through to the brain. There is a second effect stemming from being actually underwater, something called the mammalian diving response. All mammals have it. It's also known as the bell diving response because it was first observed in diving bells. But being underwater shunts extra circulation to the brain and internal organs so that it redoubles the effect on the carotids of expanding circulation to the brain.
So these two tactics expand circulation, increase circulation to the brain, which yet again has the same benefits that we talked about in inversion. When you increase circulation to the brain, you increase oxygen, you increase neuronal activity. You also probably increase blood pathways that may have been started. Because I know the aging brain is characterized by demyelination and shrinking.
Yes.
And one would expect that if you can get more oxygen and blood to the brain, that pathways that may be starting to close off and collapse will reopen. And we all know that it's an irrigation process when we think of it. The farther in the blood gets, the more life there is, and so the brain stays youthful if we can keep it oxygenated and adequate blood flow. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, it is, and probably the key, the most important aspect of circulation is, in fact, the greater removal of toxic waste. You've got a steeper osmotic slope and greater purification, so the brain is freer of fatigue toxins and other kinds of toxins that prevent it from functioning properly.
Now
I have a colleague, a physical therapist down in the Carolinas, down in North Carolina, who is advising me. I can't speak to this from first-hand experience, but he's advising me that easily half of the patient load that has been diagnosed as Alzheimer's is actually some sort of failure either of circulation or of anemia that sets off the dwindling spiral with the hippocampal area and so forth. I can't speak to that directly because I'm not a neurophysiologist, but I find that interesting, and one of the things that I did turn up that it also seems interesting is that, and your listeners can check this out among any of their relatives or friends that they know of that are suffering Alzheimer's, is a history of a sweet tooth, sugars.
Right.
And what's involved there, neurosurgeons trying to get medicines to parts of the brain they can't reach directly use certain types of sugar to knock down the blood-brain barrier that separates the bloodstream from the brain. There's an intermediary function going there called cerebral spinal fluid that carries from the blood to the cells and back. And we humans have that because it protects the brain and allows it to operate under less toxic conditions and carry a finer operation and so forth. Where some types of sugar are used specifically to knock down the blood-brain barrier so that it allows medicines to come through from the bloodstream into the brain, I have to wonder at the degree to which ordinary sugars, particularly sucrose, in heavy use in the regular diet, it would lead to accumulation of aluminum salts and other toxic substances found in the...
And that also lends itself to there's several studies that have showed that individuals suffering with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, it's hard to say that they have symptoms of dementia, respond well to creatine monohydrate. And it's well known amongst bodybuilders and power and strength athletes that creatine monohydrate increases a substrate utilization towards glucose and away from fats, and it does so in the brain as well. So I would also venture to say that there, perhaps through impaired blood flow, there is impaired glucose delivery to the brain. So anytime you can increase the efficiency of the brain to use what little glucose is getting in, the patient probably responds better. So that, you know, that again says to me that, you know, if you can increase blood flow to the brain and you can get deeper into those nooks and crannies that have been starved off for a while,
absolutely,
those areas of the brain will start to function properly again.
Yes.
So breath, and you've done research in breath hold, right? You learned about this when you were in college, correct?
Well, I stumbled into it. I was not the best of students, and I was in college one summer to make up some deep academic deficits. And so in the mornings I'd go to the classes, and then in the afternoons I would, this was my first time away from a somewhat overprotective home, I'd go swimming. And for some reason I found it attractive to do a lot of that swimming underwater. And I did, and that transformed my world. And I never knew why until later. I attended a lecture later by Robert Doman, MD, who pointed out this CO2 carotid thing. And I thought, aha.
Oh.
Then, however, as I went on with this and learned that there are some clinics, brain clinics, that use something they call masking, where you rebreathe your breath in a bag. I call it baggy breathing, for that same intended purpose, although it's a lot... What happened was...
Dr. Wenger, I'm so sorry. I want to talk more about baggy breathing. We have to take one commercial break. That's
okay.
That's how we pay the bills here.
Yes.
And then when we come back, I want to come back. So hold that thought, baggy breathing. To help make sure that I remember after the break, I'm going to be sitting upside down and holding my breath through the break. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince.
since 1935.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I'm not holding my breath. I can't talk and hold my breath, so that's one thing I'm going to have a hard time doing. Because my mother said that when I was a kid, I took one deep breath, and I haven't stopped talking since. So obviously, that I'm going to have to learn a different method. Now, so you were talking about baggy breathing. So that's where they actually breathe, like hyperventilate into a bag, right?
We're trying to hypoventilate,
hypoventilate into
a bag.
Okay.
Because they use it as a treatment.
So you're rebreathing your own carbon dioxide at that point in time.
Yes.
Right.
And the purpose is to use that CO2 enrichment to open up the carotids more widely. And I thought, aha, and then as I taught people this situation, some did what I did in the pool, and some did the bag of breathing, and some thought, well, if they just stick their face in the water kind of thing, with bathtub and that sort of thing. Well, we learned something very interesting. People who actually went underwater, like as I had in the pool, experienced profound changes. And the people who either just stuck their faces in the water or did the baggy breathing, only minor changes. And it wasn't for some years until I finally found out why when I ran across the reference to the mammalian diving response. And so again I said, aha.
Okay.
And this time it made sense that people who did the actual underwater stuff got much more benefit than
Their cognition increased. Is that what you saw with them, or was it
their cognition, their sense of well-being, physical and otherwise? And also a third effect, attention span. If you start to pay attention to a stimulus, such as this one, you're holding your breath.
Uh-huh.
And probably most of your listeners were too, if they were paying attention.
Yeah, that's, you know what, I never thought about that, but that's true. If you're watching a movie and it comes to a very, very critical scene, you hold your breath sometimes.
That's,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, right.
And it turns out that, and I don't know if there's any other place in the literature that points this out. This is just a simple observation and discovery that when we are giving attention to a stimulus, we hold our breath. When we are ready to, when we breathe, we are shifting our attention from one target to another. And if we are short-winded, it's hard to hold on to a perception long enough to see relationships in it, or to follow somebody to the end of a sentence, or to read to the end of a sentence if you're just learning to read. And this is a source of a major chunk of the learning and reading disability problems in school.
Well, you know what? I just had an aha moment because about 2.5 years ago, I did a vast amount of research into hyperoxia. And one of the studies I found showed that students who learned new concepts while hyperoxic, increased oxygen to the lungs and naturally delivered to the body, tended to remember more and remember for longer. And so it's the same thing. With the breath hold, you're actually increasing the efficiency of the body to scavenge that oxygen.
Yes.
And so I can see the relationship. I just had an aha moment just now myself. That's amazing. Then the we've covered inversion, we've covered breath hold. Now both of these are actually physiological responses by the brain that that actually increase blood flow and nutrient delivery and so on.
Plus the fact that your breath is your brain's pacemaker.
Okay.
Because it controls your attention.
Okay. Now, the third subject is not necessarily something that's physiologically executable. This is mentally executable. Let's talk about image streaming. This is something that you actually are the founder of the concept, correct?
Yeah. A lot of different programs and authors and people are now using this, and I guess something like 30 or 40,000 people have actually trained themselves or been trained into using it, and we're rather pleased with what's happening with it, and it yields a lot of practical benefits because we use it for problem solving, among other things.
Okay, so how does image streaming work?
Well, it revolves around the fact that somewhere between two-thirds and three-quarters of your physical brain by volume associates not by word concept, but by sensory image. It makes its associations of experience at that level. And since that's between two-thirds and three-quarters of our brain by volume, and only 2% of our brain associates, even though it's the conscious part, associates by word and word concept, where do you think most of our intelligence actually is?
Right.
Most of our understanding.
In the image part.
That's right.
Yeah.
And all our lives, right now, at this very moment, your listeners have in the back of their minds, and some of them can see it right now, an ongoing visual commentary on what we're talking about right now.
Right.
And others, it's been suppressed for so long that it's there, but it's hard to pick up on, hard to notice.
It's ignored, but, yeah. And you know what's really interesting? I've spoken to a few different people who are suffering from dementia right now. One of the interesting characteristics of people who suffer from dementia is they fail to be able to close their eyes and imagine a glass of water or imagine, think about what this looks like, and you can't get them. They say, I can't do it. I can't see it. That's interesting.
You know, this is easily understood on several levels because on another level, it's much harder to direct the visualization, actually, than just simply to pick up on what's playing.
Okay. And that really is the key to image streaming, and that's the difference between guided imagery, which a lot of my listeners are aware of as sports enthusiasts and athletes. They've utilized guided imagery to see themselves executing a move or executing something. But this is very different than guided imagery. We have to take one last commercial break in just a minute, but I wanted to point that out because when we come back from the break, I want you to actually give my listeners an example. An executable example to illustrate how image streaming works, because this is something that they could start utilizing immediately today while they're listening to the show. Correct?
Okay, yes.
And so this is, you know, this is something that, once again, just like holding your breath and sitting in an inverted position, this is yet another example of something you can start doing right now to increase your brain function, keep it young, keep it youthful, keep it functioning properly. And where else do you get it? No place else but Superhuman Radio. So we're talking today with Dr. Win Wenger. We'll come back from the break and we'll give you the information about image streaming.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay. Image streaming. Dr. Wenger, how does someone apply image streaming?
Well, one can ask themselves the question, because that's one way to set the tone of what's going on, and then the majority of your brain goes to work supplying the associations which are most key to answering that question. And same thing for getting a key understanding from a topic or a subject that one is trying to figure out or learn. The best way probably to start, though, is just simply to look in without even that guidance and let yourself be shown whatever is playing now in actuality, and that will reflect, in fact, whatever is the most important thing that the majority of your brain feels you should be giving attention to at the present time.
So unlike guided imagery, where you are forcing yourself to look to see an image so that you can make the physical connections with that whatever it is, that action, this is more like peeking in on a movie that's already playing, closing your eyes and allowing yourself to see whatever it is that is going on, and then following it and letting it play out, letting it change without directing it. No direction.
Yes. The main reason a problem remains a problem for us if it doesn't resolve based on what we think we know about the problem situation is that what we know about the problem situation has become the problem by standing between us and the fresh perceptions we need. And this is the path to the fresh perceptions we need wherein to find good answer. And if we use it to answer a question or for whatever target, it's best to go in intending and expecting to be surprised by what you're shown, because to the extent that there is surprise, that means you're doing something other than rehashing what your left temporal lobe 2% already consciously knows about the situation. What you want to do is to bring what you didn't consciously know about the situation, but unconsciously you do know, into play and find better answers.
This is probably something you do as an infant and as a young child, because you kind of close your eyes and you just let your imagination run wild, like that old adage, let your imagination run wild. But you're just, instead of being a participant, you're actually a voyeur.
Yeah, you're an observer.
Right.
And one of the important things with this is that you report out loud to a listener or to a tape recorder, audio recorder, whatever it is that you're seeing, and you describe in sensory terms in order to stay close to the working language of the part of the brain you're trying to consult. If you go into abstractions or you say, well, I'm in Niagara Falls, you're cutting off the process rather than by dwelling on the wetness of the rocks and the intensity of the greens and the sound of the plunging waters and other sensory details, staying more in the working language of the part of the brain that you're trying to consult.
Interesting, very interesting. So that's a critical part of it, reporting it to like a recorder or something like that.
Or to an actual live listener.
Right. Interesting. Well, I'd rather do it with a recorder.
there's an important aspect of that, because it's the act of making concrete responses, such as descriptions of even the subtlest stimuli, that develops those perceptions. And if you are reporting your perceptions this to a listener or an intended or expected listener, such as they're represented by the recorder, this changes what you're putting out. Your output of description is changed by the expectation of the listener. And what you have said, you hear yourself differently if there's a listener in prospect.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
It makes all the difference.
Okay, so there you go. You've got three ways to sharpen your brain, sharpen your mind, increase the biological activity of your brain, possibly reverse the aging of your brain, clearly keep it youthful, and that is inversion, breath hold, and specifically underwater seems to work better, and then image streaming. Dr. Wenger, tell my listeners where they can learn more about your works, and you have a book, correct, that you just published also. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, I have a good many books
right.
recently published, including one called Discovering the Obvious, which is probably our main text on problem solving at the present time. You can go to winwenger.com, and there's a lot of free information on the net there. winwenger.com.
And for my listeners, that's W-I-N-W-E-N-G-E-R.com.
Yes.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to write and get a free text of a problem-solving method step-by-step, which can be applied to just about any kind of problem, if they write me under the title of Problem Solve, I'll get a text off to you immediately.
And they can do that at your website. There is an email address there to communicate with you. So if they send you an email with the subject line "Problem Solve," you'll receive
at least one good problem solving method, step by step directions, like a cookbook recipe that they can follow and apply to almost any kind of problem.
Well, you know what? You can expect to get an email from me moments after this show is over, because I've got enough problems in my life to keep that process busy for a while.
Which, if there's time, I'd like to add one more concept to how to keep the brain young.
Yes, please.
Is to every day identify a question worth asking or a problem worth solving, and then set out to solve it.
Basically, keep using your brain.
That's right.
Because when your brain is figuring out problems, it is using as much brain power as possible, both the abstract and so on. And so this is a good way to keep exercising your brain.
Absolutely.
That's great. Listen, Dr. Wenger, I want to thank you so very much for being on Superhuman Radio today. Will you come back?
I'd be delighted.
Okay. You have a wonderful day, sir.
Well, thank you, too.
You know, I always talk about my shows being able to change other people's lives, but I actually think that this show may change my life because, like so many of us, I'm always at crossroads in my life, and perhaps Dr. Wenger's approach will help me extrapolate answers faster. Clearly, I've already started doing the inversion work and feel different. There's no doubt about it. I don't want to go on a soapbox here about it, but I definitely do, and I'm hoping that that's going to keep my brain young. One other thing. On some of the forums I noticed and websites, I noticed that people are saying that it's hard to see the show topics on the players that are up on muscular development and Fitstep and so on and so forth. If you're interested in finding out what shows are airing at what time, if you go to superhumanradio.com and sign up for the newsletter, and get on our email list. What I do is I email the shows as they're being posted so you can decide which ones are interesting to you and which ones aren't and not miss the one that you want and not waste any time on the ones that you don't. So just go to superhumanradio.com and sign up for the email list for our newsletter, and you'll know what shows are playing and what shows aren't. Anyway, thanks again for listening to Superhuman Radio, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more